benediction. Infinite Spirit, reveal to me the eternal nature in which I live forever, so that I shall never again be afraid. Help me to remember that thy son Jesus, our elder brother, still lives even though his ascension meant a cross. Bless me, O blessed one, with thy unlimited power to overcome the weaknesses of my outer self. Then I shall know whether I am awake, asleep, or dreaming, that thy eternal loving presence is always with me. Thou art with me always, and I am with thee in Christ forever. I will say, with love for all, and to thee I commend my spirit. My outer self struggles no longer. O infinite Father, here we see the most magnificent and wonderful life shown and portrayed by Jesus, a man born in the flesh, the Christ that is born in every living child. In every babe that is born, then the Christ is because God is infinite in nature, there is but one Spirit, even the Christ. In this we learn to love one another. Without it, the world is dark indeed. Not only the world outside, but our own life. Therefore, think deeply of what I have said tonight. He has given us a command to love one another as he loves us. Now, just as it was 2,000 years ago, it is just now, because there is no past nor future. There is only the present. The present is always present. That presence that is eternal has no future, no past. It is the eternal now. Just as it was 2,000 years ago, so it is this very moment. My peace remains with you. Where it has come, it will stay. It has always been there. Yes, the love of God dwells in each and every one of you. This is my peace. Now, we have come to the end of this series of lectures, but there are better ones later on, and I'm sure when I return that there will be an enthusiasm for more of this real teaching. The mental is all right. The physical is all right. But in themselves, they carry nothing. They are but the expression of something that is hidden, greater. find that which is hidden, that which is greater. Then we will know better and much more about the mental and the physical. It is this teaching that we so utterly devoid of at the present time. The world is in chaos because of it. The lack of it is destroying humanity. A group like this can spread and understand the truth. Jesus had 12 disciples. Since then, his teaching has spread all over the world. You can carry this message too, in your home, in your business place. Don't think it's a religion, or a belief, or an idea. Because these things are not truths. Christ does not need a religion to live, nor an idea or an image to live. It is not your family tree that keeps your heart beating, nor your belief, nor your tradition. It is that which is life itself. Let us find more and more of this life in us so that we can give expression to it. And by your going about quietly and judiciously, take this out of beliefs, out of religion, out of systems, out of the mental, out of the physical, and give it its true place.